The Temple of Juno by David Best. David Best has this to say about building the temple this year. Our temple crew has come together with the desire to build another temple. The draw of the privilege of building the temple for the community is so strong. How could we resist? A woman came up to me recently and told me that her best friend had committed suicide and her boyfriend had died of a heroin overdose. And that's why she wanted to thank us for the closure that the temple had given her. That's why we build the temple. That's what our temple crew has been doing for many years. We build the temple to address the grief and loss that our community experiences. This year, we lost several people close to us, including Rod Garrett and John Horn. The temple gives the artists and builders, as well as the community, a chance to get closure and pay tribute to those who have been lost. The temple means nothing until the community comes in and uses it. There is no dogma. The temple is not denominational, but rather represents each and every one in our community and is built for all of them. This year's temple is known as the Temple of Juno. Why the name? The theme for this year's Burning Man event is Fertility 2.0. Juno was a Roman goddess who had many roles and epithets. Among those she held were as a fertility deity and overseer of childbirth, protectress of women in the community, and a preserver of marriages. The temple is returning back to the traditional style of temple that the community is familiar with, that has been built over the years by the temple crew. The temple grounds will incorporate a central temple building sitting within a large walled courtyard. The courtyard is accessible by four entrances on each of the temple sides. Benches line the exterior space and surround the temple. The scale of the central temple building is smaller than last year's temples, but will be the most detailed temple we have built. The central building will have altar space, three occupied floors, and a tower. Intricately cut wooden panels and shapes will cover the courtyard walls, as well as the interior space and the altars. The temple's large, enclosed exterior space, along with its interior structure and altar space, is intended to address the needs of our community to reflect and meditate in private.